records and rap for the whites. And wait, you say your brother Jermaine, but you want to hear and stay out of the light. Oh shit, just follow me, right? Cause nothing you saying could bother me, right? I get off the plane and nothing has changed. I handed the lot over all of my ice. Handed the lot over all of my ice. Handed the lot over all of my ice. This shit gotta be over by now for anyone out here that's calling it right. You did. You did. You did. There's nowhere to hide. There's nowhere to hide. You know what I mean? They hired a crisis management team to clean up the fact that you beat on your queen. The picture you painted ain't what it seemed. You did.
And welcome back. I'ma just introduce myself already. You know, somebody may be a little choked up. It's your boy, no pun. You see what? It's your boy Troy.
I am Eric Vincent. What's good, y'all?
Y'all
here. Welcome back.
Y'all hear it in this tone.
Third episode. What you mean? It's early. Okay. It's early like for me, it. I should say, you know. Yeah, it's an interesting day.
Is it? What is today?
I don't even know anymore. I feel like I just went through a vortex.
did you sleep?
I feel like a little bit. Not as much as I wanted to. I was going to go to sleep, but you know, we're not going to waste no time. We all heard what happened. We've been tracking this whole thing with Kendrick and Drake.
Yeah, last time we spoke, it was Euphoria, right?
Euphoria was the last thing that had dropped at this moment.
All right.
An amazing track. It still sounds good to this day. And a lot has happened since. We did get to record yesterday, but yesterday was the start of this unbelievable snowball for both of these niggas. Where Kendrick goes first, and we get 6:16 in LA, which is of course a trope to, you know, Drake's little, like, you know, timestamp records where he's writing in his diary and putting these records out for thought. Then here comes Drake.
Nice little clever move he did. I want to just, like, sweep past his little like what he did. Like, he dropped it at what, 9:16 our time and 6:16 our time.
It was very strategically planned with the timestamp for that, for Canadian Father's Day, for Tupac's birthday, for just all of that
weird cover art too. I think that's still unfolding. Like, I ain't gonna lie,
some of that still confuses me.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't even want to like really talk on that. Like, I'll just let time go. But
like, then after that,
yeah.
So his song goes. Then here comes Drake.
Yeah, we go to Twitter. We don't call it the other name. Like
it's Twitter. No,
so Twitter.
We've been here since the OG. We Twitter.
You already hear everybody like. You hear, oh, it's happening. You see the Denzel Equalizer Instagram post. Mm-hmm. You see, like, just him, like, all right, cool, teasing. And you and I both agreed that you should drop that track. Like, you know, you don't let the last track grow legs. Like, and what Kendrick did was, you know, I want to breeze over that. He tried to back-to-back, which I was like, yeah, yo, keep dropping. Like, I want Kendrick to keep dropping. Like, it's...
Mm-hmm.
Again, I'm a fan of the competition, so, like, yes, I want to see, like, your attempts and everything. So, you know, yeah, all right, he get applaud your effort going back-to-back. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, what he was saying in it, cool, is Kendrick. So, I'm not going to, like, just take away what he did, but I respect the back-to-back. You get Euphoria, that was that tone. You get this a different type of tone. Okay, cool. So,
you want to go song to song? In our breakdown from here, because we gotta go to everything.
I feel like eventually we'll be able to go there, but I feel like we should hit like just what happened like just yesterday.
Okay, all right.
We're gonna bring it back though to from like that.
Yeah, of course.
But I feel like since he did the back to back and everything, like that's what Kendrick did by doing the 6:16. That was like fire. So you know, I'm like, all right, cool. Like, and I'm telling you, That nigga might drop this weekend, so I don't know. I'm like, I don't know if Kendrick gonna drop, but I got a feeling Drake gonna drop. So we look on Twitter, we see everybody, oh yeah, he dropping, like Drake throwing up on IG, yeah, like alluding to the fact. So we finally get somebody, what was it, Ack? I'm about to stream. And this is how I occurred finding this track.
Right.
I'm sitting next to my girl. I'm like, hey, this nigga about to drop. I'm like, this shit. I'm like, I'm interested as a fan. Like,
yeah.
Even if Kendrick would have been like, he dropping at this time, I'd have been like, okay, cool. I would have been the same attention. You know what I mean? I'd be more favoring Drake because I'm obviously that's the nigga who I'm rolling with in this matchup. So it's this nigga dropping. So I'm just on YouTube trying to like catch this nigga act stream. Mm-hmm. I hit refresh and dead ass see this nigga Drake upload the video 29 seconds in. I'm like, I'm looking at her like, yo, we one of the first ones on this fucking video. So I like this nigga, this a real video. I'm thinking it's fake. I'm like, this shit fake. I'm like, not that fast. Like YouTube, I click on
real
it.
Real time shit.
And then you hear the drop, drop. You know your favorite part. So that shit get the going. And
it is like, my favorite part.
Okay. And it's a video though. I don't even click on the like, you see how it was rolled out on Instagram. We're going to talk about that part too.
Absolutely.
So I don't even go via Instagram. I'm via just the source. So I'm like, this nigga dropped the video. I'm watching it live action.
Mm-hmm.
And I see a burgundy van on a flatbed.
Mm-hmm.
You see where that van was going?
Oh, we saw where it was going.
Okay. That nigga brought that raggedy bitch through customs. Mm-hmm. So the visuals on that, crazy.
It is. I'm sure Kendrick was crushed. I'm sure he could afford better than the Good Kid, Mad City van at this point. But sure, Drake, I get the point.
So Drake dropped. Where were you when you learned about this drop? Was it me? Did I send it to you?
I think you sent me the snap that he was dropping. But I also saw before that, I saw all of Drake's media team, Rory post, not Rory, yeah, Maul posted. Who else? Someone else. I saw Ag posted. It's happening. Everybody got in that because, you know, I like the contrast between them. Kendrick is I'm just going to give you a shock out of nowhere. You're not even going to know when I pop up. Drake is totally different. Let's build up some suspense.
It's war.
So I saw the suspense coming from Drake.
It's war. Is it not war?
Yeah. It's war. I was like, all right, it's going to come around midnight. I'll stay up a little bit. I'll see what I can do. Then I see it pop, and it's a video, like you said. I'm waiting for it to see. I'm like, all right, okay, I get it. Yep. Good Kid, Mad City van. He did follow up on the beat. He did come through with that. First of all, let me go back before that. Seeing it was 7 minutes long made me nervous. I'm like, oh gosh.
I'm not gonna lie. I thought I was getting 7 minutes of that beat, and I was gonna be like, hey, I don't know if this nigga about to give us this whole. I don't know. It's a video that's 7 minutes, so it's a lot to
right,
question.
Right. Exactly.
To question that a video for 7 minutes. We didn't know if it was a song for 7 minutes. Then you would have like assumed like. You would have made your assumptions off that, but
my angle, because the way you said it last we talked about it, you said you didn't like that Kendrick's song was super. You didn't say you didn't like it, but you said it could have been shorter. So I thought he would have played the angle of you needed this much time. I'm going to get my point off in 3.5. He took 7. I'm like, oh,
how
okay.
The fuck you big stepping
this is going somewhere different now.
How the fuck you big stepping with a size 7 minutes?
Double Dutch raps. Listen, he came through. With something, with a lot more substance here. So he comes out with this record, and man, I don't know where to start with this record.
I really don't.
I don't even know what to say.
What'd he say? Day free.
allegedly, Drake has Kendrick's children's birth certificates now. And or did DNA test on these? It has stamps, which I call cap because he also said that his son and Adonis are the same skin tone.
I don't know.
That's like saying we look the same. What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know what that nigga has, but I told y'all before that mystique that Kendrick has. Anything you try to throw is gonna stick more because I'm sorry, you don't know too much, you don't see too much of him. So now you got this alleged. It's alleged. I'm not saying it's facts, nigga. It's alleged that.
And I appreciate that from you based on the conversation I had earlier today.
You be.
We're going to talk about that. Don't worry. I'm not changing on that. Don't worry.
No, you be.
Go ahead.
Oh, this shit facts.
Come on. Keep going. No. No, sorry. Keep going. I interrupted you. I cut you off. My bad.
So, allegedly, his first attack on that nigga was. And let's. I think we skipped a whole important part. You hear his mama in the beginning of the song, right? That's his mama talking.
I did.
First word he say is nigga. What was the end of the euphoria? What's that?
We don't want to hear you say nigga no more.
And he come in super hard.
And
man.
It didn't sound like, good when he said it. Stop. Admit that. Admit it didn't sound cool when he said it.
I think he forced the way he said
Thank
that.
You.
And I feel like. I feel like gross. He said it on purpose that way.
That was gross. That was gross, Drake.
And he said, I know you don't like it, so I'm going to say it like. All right, cool. I'm with the culture feeling.
But that's cool. Sorry, go ahead. Keep going.
And cool. So now he put on that nigga that your son isn't yours. It's your manager's. That, what'd he say? Yo GM, yo BM secret BD. Now, that's alleged. That's pinned on him now. So alleged. What else did he discuss after that? So we had that first beat.
He rebutted to 616 as well. He told Kendrick, you better come with some receipts if you're going to come out and talk about my circle. So he did address that as well, which I liked. He did talk about that in the second. I don't know if it was the second or the third beat he did. It was three beats.
It was three switches,
Three switches, copied off of the flow. But it's cool. He did what he wanted to do.
Three fucking switches.
I didn't like this. I ain't gonna lie. I hated the second one. I understood the substance. I listened to what he said. I didn't like the beat. I didn't care for how fast he was rapping either. I didn't think that shit sounded good.
He went drill second one. And I saw like, all right, this is where you about to. That's where you about to lay in a Rick Ross.
So he blended in somewhere else, huh?
Here we go. Three switches.
Damn, Euphoria predicted shit.
Unlike your mans, though. We gonna talk about that, though.
Please,
unlike your mans,
whenever you're ready.
Again, he horrible execution. We gonna talk about that, but he executed horribly. But anyway, so back to because Euphoria. Ooh, I'm gonna just let you know. Euphoria should not have dropped first if that's what the fuck he was doing. But
why?
That should have been his last track.
Why?
In my opinion. But we're gonna
let's stick on the timelines.
He switched up on a beat and just killed Rick Ross. He threw some more shots at Metro, right? Did he address Kendrick on that second switch? I don't think he did.
He might have, but yeah, he spent a lot of time making it a 20v1. Oh my God, everyone's jumping me. No, now you're literally at this point just responding to... No, sorry, not responding. Piley going to people who aren't even talking about you or rapping about you.
Rick Ross was. He said something to Ricky. And he said something to ASAP Rocky. Rocky said something too.
Those really needed to be addressed right now. Because you told me he didn't need six minutes of taking shots at one person. So he took seven to include three or four other people again.
He could have spared them.
I agree.
He could have spared them. But I enjoyed it. He could have spared them.
He's getting too many points off of that. People are piling on him. At this point, he's inviting it and changing the narrative to that.
I feel like that's a stat pattern. For like, if I'm a writer, I'm on the song I'm writing. It's easy to keep my flow, like, and everything. I can make this like longer because there's so many more people to talk. Like,
sure,
it's a smart strategy.
Yeah,
he played it to his advantage. Sure. So, no, I agree though. Could have spared him. But before that B switch, he threw a little sexy red pun in there. You see how Kendrick called him. Kendrick said what he had to say about sexy red, and then he threw the shake that ass.
And mind you guys, Troy is the same one who said, I don't want a sexy red summer. The only one who's giving her legs is his guy.
He told Kendrick BM to shake that ass for a day free his alleged BM. Her alleged BD. But.
Okay.
The B-Switch, he laid into Rick Ross. I think the shit he was saying on that B-Switch was fire, too. He addressed Future. It sounded like him and Future ain't really go wild because he ain't really get that deep in the future. Like, he could have whole Future. He didn't really go too crazy on Future. What'd he say? Like, he just skimmed through his catalog, like his two albums, like
same Metro. Recycle stuff he's been saying, yes. Because, I mean, what y'all said was, oh, Kendrick's just recycling stuff that Push already said. Okay, but you recycling your own stuff from other people who are not involved in this battle at this point.
He gave a little bit more insight on the Future shit, in my opinion.
Okay.
Which I agree with you. You say, oh, we could have left it off the track. Cool, bet. So
he talking about smashing Metro's thing or whatever. Like, bro, like, who cares?
The Weeknd pretty crazy.
And again, he ain't doing nothing. He's just chilling.
These niggas, you don't think they're gonna reply though? Before we like go back on this track,
I'm sure they will. But my point is, if you're crying about a 20v1, don't make it and continue the 20v1.
So I'm gonna just let niggas keep punching me in the face. Like,
if you bigger than that and you don't need, because you agreed, he shouldn't even have to be going at these guys.
He can
about
say
this.
Something to them though. I think it would. If he did it on a separate track, how would you feel about that? Dude?
I would be fine with it if it was a separate track. Track, I wouldn't probably. I was gonna say he could have maybe broke verse by verse, but he kind of did that with Push Ups and this song. So, if you want to do a separate joint of those guys, cool. Okay. Let the main event be the main event, because that's what Kendrick's been doing.
I see both sides to it. That's fair. I definitely he let Rick Ross out go. I just think it was funny because that nigga told Rick Ross, he said bodies on bodies, Ricky reading me my Miranda rights.
I like to say he's hung the shield up. I don't know if Rick Ross is still a CO or not, but
he cooked that nigga.
That was tough.
That nigga with them police bars.
I couldn't help you. Yeah, we can't help you there, Ricky.
Bar for bar.
See, I'm serious. The stuff that people have let slide in hip hop, seeing him in that suit. And that CO suit is one of the goofiest things in hip hop history. And nobody fucking cares.
Niggas let that live. Like, man, that's how he met the connect, man. That's what do you mean?
Crazy.
Again, we've seen everybody validate from Kanye to a bunch of bullshit. So, speaking of validation, so we go over to this third verse.
Mm-hmm.
And it gets messy. Like, it gets. Yeah. First verse we heard about Kid Not Yours, third verse. It sounded like a little Eminem-ish type tempo. That beat, like, it kind of like gave off.
I feel you, yeah, a little bit.
What was the restaurant, Crody, that he was eating at?
The way he got robbed at in the mall or something like that in Toronto? I forgot what it's called.
Did Kendrick order from it on Euphoria?
I couldn't get past his accent to even make out what he ordered. And then they do, tell me a cheese and five. I'm like, all right, I quit.
I believe in the video that nigga order was on the table.
The exact order I believe in the video.
The order was there.
We're going to talk about that, too. We got a lot to get to, bro.
And a nigga had a spinning G-Unit chain on.
I did see. That's a wild way to open it. And 50 clearly was okay with it because he posted it. Fire. So I respect that. I can't say too much about that. But let's get to it. Let's get to the main point of the third.
He addressed for real. He addressed the shit that he said about for real. He said, did. Don't get his chains on my crib, nigga. Mm-hmm. What else in the third verse?
I want to pull the lyrics up.
Yeah, because I don't want to miss nothing. I don't want to miss that nigga. What he's saying.
He took his time and it took the Kendrick route. Kendrick took every angle possible that he could to address, and Drake did the exact same thing. He said, no, I got time today too. Fuck the creative. I feel like, would you say it's fair to say he sacrificed some creativity to make these points?
Yeah. That's the only way you can.
Okay.
That's the only way you can. And that's where I want to, that's where I'm going to like express on Kendrick's side too.
Right.
And that's where, yeah, like, and again, that's where I'd be asking people, do y'all know, like, this nigga, like, can really go? And
right.
On that third verse, I'm looking at it too, like, he started with what I've been fucking saying. Kendrick opened his mouth. Someone gonna get this nigga a Grammy.
What does that mean?
Oh, they giving Kendrick Grammys for anything? Kendrick's opened his mouth, gonna get him a Grammy. Like that's what they're saying. Like that's what he's clowning the Grammys behind that bar. What I'm saying.
I mean, okay. That's cool.
The most disrespectful. I told you. I don't even mean to laugh, but don't.
No, you good.
That nigga said, "Where's your uncle at?" Cause I need to speak to the man of the house.
I lean back, y'all. Like fair. This is Troy's.
This is war. Right, but I just here, want bro. You to pick up on that. Did you catch that though? That's all I want to ask you.
I did hear the bar.
Move on. I just bet. We can move on.
Cool. I'm not in that motherfucker at all.
That's all I want to ask you.
I'm for all rights. All
right. Invite that nigga to a fade, right? Why did that nigga to a fade? The third verse, he's got a little bit more surgical. I'm sorry, Eric's choking on the fucking.
Yeah, it's, you know, so I need to get some water. You good?
The OVO going. Feathers or something.
Oh, yeah, when you showed up.
Here we go. So in that third verse, your daddy got robbed just like you. Called him Stunning Wayne.
We knew that. That was crazy. That was more crazier than saying what Top did. You put Bird and Wade in that?
How is that crazy?
What do you mean? He's talking about his OGs. We just saw him hugging Birdman with his blue fingernails backstage at Nicki's show. And then you putting them up in this situation where you talking about your man's got robbed by him. You're the new Wade and Bird.
I didn't catch how that could be taken.
That's crazy.
I didn't catch that. You're
That's
right.
That's crazy. You're right. That's the first thing I thought. I'm like, wait a minute.
You're right.
If I'm Wade and Bird, I'm pissed about that. I don't want to hear you put us in this like that.
I didn't even catch that.
Really?
I didn't even catch that.
Bro, no. That's the first thing I thought about
I
for thought, that.
I just like, sound like my daddy. I jumped straight to like, all right, cool stuff. But no,
like,
you're
I don't even
right.
understand what the other meaning could be. That's literally what I thought.
My first assumption was, all right, the song stunned like my daddy. You brought it on the whole. Yeah, no,
I don't even that see that, messy. Bro. That no, I'm trying to listen, but I don't even get that.
That's messy.
I want to play the song again right now.
Messy. I didn't even peek
Yeah,
that.
You talk about Top, which is a story that Kendrick's confirmed. He talked on the radio and said, crazy how life works. So, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
You putting your two bosses in comparison to that in this next bar is wild. Okay. So, whatever. Niggas gonna let that slide too, because it's Drake. Next.
And you see how he flipped that race car. So you know how he always
played. Well played.
He flipped
well
it. Well
played. I don't like giving Drake credit, but well played. I keep my honesty out. That was dope how he flipped that one.
He said, unless you don't want to see somebody that's lighter than you.
Yep. Even though your kids don't look nothing alike, but yes.
But that applied to like, I kind of think he kind of threw a shot. I'm like, oh, this nigga don't like white people. Like,
right,
that's what
yeah.
he kind of like trying to say was like, yo, like nah. That's kind of like, he's like, oh, you want to play that game? I'm gonna reverse it on you. And I was like, all right, cool. Like,
he did the best that he could. Yeah.
Good way to fight that off.
Yep. You have to respond to what the other nigga said. You can't just come in and out rap. You have to address what was said in the last shit. And they both have done a great job of that.
And then he broke into this nigga marital, like, well, his relationship even more in his third verse.
Mm hmm.
I'm guessing they're not getting his wedding.
Maybe Drake just wasn't invited.
2023 is 8 years.
Maybe there is still a wedding. Who knows?
They could have eloped privately. Who knows? But,
it's possible.
That Michael Jackson and Prince bar.
That was cool.
It was cool, nigga. That was cool. Amazing. What are you talking about?
That was cool.
He killed.
He said, oh shit, it's all making sense. Baby, I'm Prince. You actually, Mike. Michael was praying. His features would change, so people believe that he's actually white.
Go ahead.
That's cool.
His features would change.
Mm-hmm.
Not like facial features, his song features too.
So it's
like,
a double got just like he asked for it from him, but now he's flipped. Hey, that's cool.
Y'all hear he
that's
got
cool.
it, right?
I mean, I ain't got no problem. I told you he did well with the racial. That was to be the biggest hill he had to climb in all this, because Kendrick came at his, like, people are mixing up the conversation. Oh, why are you making it? Like, it's not about like him being biracial. It's about his like identity within himself. But then Drake did a good job of flipping all that. So I give him his credit for that.
Threw Jermaine in there. J. Cole in there.
He did.
He bodied that Prince and Mike. Kendrick better leave that Prince and Mike bar alone. He can. I'm not gonna take no credit away from. Kendrick is he nice, but
he nice. Again, like we didn't like, know that already, like, but yeah. Thanks, man.
I don't want to hear this Mike and Prince shit no more. I think that nigga kind of like defeated that bar, but hey, hopefully he can one up him on that one.
Big difference between Mike then and
he
Mike.
He talked
now.
About that extortion shit. As soon as you hop off the plane, it's extortion, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I head to Delilah's with all of my eyes. Head to Delilah with all of my
get
eyes.
Get to the bar. Get to the what? Let's go to it.
I'll let you do it.
You want me to talk about
let you do it?
That's fine. Let's see. Let me pull it. He said, you're dead. There's nowhere to hide. You know what I mean? They hired a crisis management team to clear the fact that you beat up your queen, or beat on your queen, excuse me. The picture you painted ain't what it seemed. You're dead. Whew. Listen, man. This is all entertainment. But I'm going to be as honest and real as I can be. Y'all know Kendrick is my guy. Drake is his guy. I like that we've picked sides on this. It makes this more entertaining to us, and hopefully for y'all. Fuck rap if this is true. Fuck rap if this is a fact. This is not something that should be entertained on Twitter if this is real. If Kendrick is putting his hands on a woman, he needs to be held accountable. He needs to be held accountable. Fuck rap. That's how I feel about that. I'm not going to make no excuse for dog. I'm not going to sit up here and shoot him no bail. If this is true, hold him 100% responsible. Am I clear on that?
Yeah, I mean,
I want to make sure that is understood.
I didn't know. I don't think you even needed to explain that. I feel like You got a sound mind. I feel like if that was the same allegations against my guy, I would be like, oh, yeah, like, you know, fair is fair. Like, you know, got to separate the two. But
yeah, it's a very transparent moment. Like, people are convoluting arguments online and shit. So I'm making sure I'm clear. I'm going to defend Kendrick in the music space to an extent. But when it's time to be objective, I'll be objective. And as this goes, if what Drake is saying is true, he should be held responsible. Yeah. In any way possible, or necessary.
Yeah, wrong is wrong, right is right. I try not to like just believe everything like that you see on like in the internet and shit. And last episode I was like, you know, yeah, I think if Drake plays an angle of this shit that I saw on Twitter about like something, I didn't name exactly what it was last episode, but I was like, if he play that angle, then that shit might, you know, be definitely kind of like tarnishing. But I'm like, you know, who knows? Like, you can't believe everything. So that nigga actually picked it up on this. It's allegedly like a domestic violence claim. Kendrick addressed it in the Breakfast Club interview. It's one going around.
Yeah, I saw like that.
It's false, but again, I said that disadvantage is Kendrick just being so like mystique, not being around, you know, like shit like that. And
we back at it. Sorry, Joe Biden or whoever hacked our system and had some technical difficulties, but we are back. Yeah. And picking up from where we left off.
I don't know what the fuck just happened.
We're back. We're good though. Things are back in order.
Cool, but hopefully it's not repetitive. But yeah, that whole claim, that accusation, man, that's something got to address. The execution of the track, that nigga, the boy delivered. What's your take on the track?
And what, Drake's track, or you mean? We still on Drake, right?
I forgot you see the Instagram post too, right? Which I didn't learn until like I clicked on. You didn't see his Instagram post?
Who, Drake's?
Yeah.
No, I don't follow him on Instagram.
You didn't see what he did?
Mm-mm.
I think I brought this song to your attention. You never heard this song before. And I was like, hey, man, like you never heard your man saying this on the Take Care album? So.
Oh, the interlude. Mm-hmm.
You hear Drake's version?
I did. You called for it. You said this is exactly what you wanted and you got it. I mean, and he tries doing a Kendrick impression there.
It's not that hard to do, but okay.
But he makes it sound shitty, which is the point.
The nigga was shitty when he recorded. You want me to play Kendrick's version?
You don't have to. I don't want to hear that shit. Told you, I don't like hearing them on music together.
Drake should have known that nigga was a hater since back then.
That's cool. So when people get upset, because now we also confirmed even before all this, Academics said that it was confirmed that Kendrick was supposed to be on, or offered to be on, First Person Shooter by Drake. He has that on source that was confirmed, and Kendrick said, nah, I'm good.
I feel like if that's true, I could see like alright, you taking a competition out of it, that's kind of like, was the thing, like, you know, that's what we kill LeBron for, that's what we kill a lot of people for, like, you know. But then again, like, who's to say those were your pure intentions, like,
right,
to get me on the track? So it's like, yeah, I agree with, like, if people say, like, yo, I don't, him reaching out to First Person Shoot, him reaching out to him to get on that song, that's him trying to piece it up. I could see that, like, people saying, like, I don't agree with the composition. And I can also see people saying, like, all right, yeah, like, it's cool, let's just, you know, dead it. Like, let's hear them two artists together. So I see where both worlds exist. I don't know where I land at with that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I fall on both sides of that.
Yeah. I kind of like that he didn't do the song. I wouldn't have wanted to hear all three of them. But for the sake of hip hop, I know what that could have done to see all those three on one stage. But now that shit ain't ever going to happen. I think we confirmed that for sure. But in terms of, because you had an issue with me, we're going to get to the other issue with Kendrick, or the other song by Kendrick, which kind of bleeds into all this. So, in 616 in LA, Kendrick is talking about things and speculating on things that have been spoken about in terms of Drake. Even on Euphoria, when he's talking about Drake's desires for women, you took issue with me being having so much conviction that it could be true or it is true.
Which part?
The allegations of on Drake and around Drake, because not only did I say that I thought the fight was over.
Which ones? Which the allegations?
I mean, all of them, because you were the one saying that Kendrick fans can act like barbs in running with narratives and assumptions about certain things, and you don't think that's fair. That's what you spoke on, right?
Yeah.
Why is that? Why do you think that's unfair?
You can't just say all the allegations without giving me an allegation. Like,
Let's start small. Let's start with the fact that he's telling you in 616 in LA. Do you ever think that OVO is working for me? Yeah, you got people giving me shit and telling me about you. They said they want this to happen to you.
So we should talk about 616 then, because in that same verse, you claim this ain't got an 11-year-old daughter, but also it's claims that false information was fed to you for you to make this track to think you got one up on me with hiding a kid. That's what I'm.
Where is this confirmed that it's false information?
Again, it's all alleged. That's why I'm like. It's all alleged.
You said false, though, so that means you're standing on a side of whether it's real or not.
What's false? The 11-year-old daughter?
Any of it. Because I'm going to stand on a very direct point of why I think it's okay to make these assumptions, or at least say that there's something to...
Because he hit Adonis, you think he hit an 11-year-old girl out here? 11-year-old daughter? That's what you think?
That's not an unfair assumption to make.
Well, who says he hit Adonis or the nigga was trying to see if the kid was his and then do a big reveal?
The fucking reveal was his Adidas launch, which is what Push said. So for over a brief period of time, no matter how long it was, niggas didn't know this motherfucker had a child.
Cool. But was his we don't know his intentions of why he didn't release information.
No, we don't.
So again, and I get how the picture is painted, which I'm like, all right, cool. It's a sport. I like it. Y'all keep going.
That's the point.
You can't sit there and say, you know for a fact, you stand on that fact that he is hiding an 11-year-old daughter.
This is what I wanted to wait for you on today.
Would you want
to wait? This is what I wanted to wait on, because I'm not sitting here telling you that it's real. I'm not sitting here telling you that any of the shit that Kendrick said about Drake is real. I'm only telling you two different things. And you can tell me one of them now. He has to answer for it.
Who?
Drake. Who? What you mean who? He has to answer for these things. And he's going up on Instagram talking about someone point me to my mysterious imaginary daughter. Okay, you address that. Now address your shit with little girls, bro. Because you've poked fun at this shit in calling him out where everyone was hyping up TaylorMade. Talk about that for real.
I'm sure he will. And I...
What's taking so long? This isn't new information.
Let me retract. If that is true about him into little girls, that's definitely again, that's something where I'm gonna separate. Like, no, I'm not tripping on it. But in that same token, since you wanna like, oh, this and this, answer for your man threatening to take his music off of Spotify because they were going to remove R. Kelly's music.
That was crazy. That was crazy.
So he needs to answer for that, and that's facts though. That's not an alleged. That's facts though. That's facts.
Yeah, if he's put on the spot, he should answer.
It's a claim about Drake, like, oh, yeah, like, yeah, Joe Budden said he liked young girls, and he's fucking all these young girls, which are 21. Cool, the little 17-year-old clip. Okay, cool. He's doing all of that. But listen, it's a fact that your man was going to pull down his music from Spotify because Spotify threatened to remove R. Kelly's music because of what he has done.
Right.
Because of what he's done. And Kendrick was one of the artists who said no. Pull R. Kelly off, I'm going to pull me off.
Yep.
I'm take my music off, too.
Yep. That was one of the goofiest things Kendrick has done in his career.
Without question. He don't owe nobody no explanation, right, y'all? You don't.
I mean, he's not a public person. He's not like, how is he? No, I'm saying, but like, how do you want him to address it? Are you in his Instagram comments saying, hey, what about this?
So how do you want
Drake
to address the fucking shots that niggas is pulling off a fucking Joe Budden podcast? How do you want Drake to address that?
First of all,
how do you want Drake to address that?
First of all, he is as public as anybody, so he can address it in any other way that he's done before. He's addressed shit on records. No, it's not. I'm answering your question.
So one nigga, we give an excuse for, oh, he's in the shadows.
I didn't say that. That's not. No, but that doesn't mean he doesn't need to respond. Just because he's in the shadows doesn't mean niggas. Like, if people were on him, be clear. people aren't on him because you don't see him. That's my point I'm making. I'm not sitting here telling you that he shouldn't answer for it. I'm telling you he doesn't answer it because we don't see him. We see Drake everywhere. We hear Drake everywhere. So he should be talking about this. If he was doing interviews like niggas in the more the Breakfast Club and shit.
He didn't have a Millie Bobby line on a track, Another Late Night With My Bitch. Like, he didn't address that. He said something like,
what'd he say? I didn't hear it. I don't listen.
I'll bring it up, but keep please. Going. Keep
like
going.
The point is look at, I'm not sitting here trying to shoot Kendrick no bail or saying that he shouldn't answer for these things that he's being called for. Mm-hmm. He should. The only thing I'm trying to sit here and say is we have seen tangible proof that looks a lot more like real than what we've heard from Drake at this point. We've seen, like, again, I don't really understand. The only thing that I saw that I recognized was the Ozempic shots that he had that was in that suitcase for the Family Matters cover art, which we're still gonna talk about.
He said, weirdos in my comments talking about some Millie Bobby. Look, bring them jokes up to the gang. We get to really flocking. So he's saying, like, all right, y'all weirdos trying to put those allegations on the Millie Bobby shit that, oh, like, you know who Millie Bobby is?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, he's like, oh, y'all trying to make fun of the whole little Millie Bobby shit. Y'all think I'm a, all right, like, really say it to my face in a sense. Mm-hmm. Like, and see how we really take it. So, again, that's when I ask you, how do you can't really say, oh, he should address it this way. Okay, cool, he did it in the lyric. What is your man's going to say? How is he going to address the R. Kelly shit? He never did, so cool. But you can't move the goalposts with...
Mine has not moved at all.
Oh, we don't see him that much. We, all right, cool. We get it. But he still was loud as fuck when he said that about taking his music off of Spotify because of fucking R. Kelly.
And I
could shoot him some bail, but I'm so against you right now that I'm not even going
to
shoot him.
You don't need to I'm so over cool. here being objective. Yeah, there ain't no bail to shoot on me. Nigga, I'm telling you that his music, again, if this is true, his music doesn't even sound the same anymore. Because you can't have it. He literally said it in the record in Family Matters, or not Family Matters. What was the record called? Meet the Grams. He said, I made Mr. Morale so kids like you could have, like, your questions answered. You could have transparency on shit that's happened. You can't have this kind of image and make albums like Mr. Morale if you putting your hands on your woman. It doesn't sound believable. It doesn't sound the same.
You are absolutely right.
So you don't need to be upset with me in any way, shape, or form. I'm sitting here telling you that we don't have that kind of smoke compared to the smoke your guy has. We've seen him on stage kissing a 16-year-old girl. Oh, you thick. Oh, I feel crazy even looking at you right now. Like, bro, what? Like, the whole thing with the girl, the Ja Morant situation is weird. Like, you going back and forth with a 23-year-old about a 22-year-old, you pushing 40. Let me ask you.
Ja Morant was also dating Drake's ex, who everybody keep forgetting, who Drake's ex, how old is she?
Drake's ex?
The girl that Ja Morant is currently dating, who Drake just...
Apparently that girl's like 24 years old.
That's one girl, but the other girl that they have attached to each other.
How old is she? I don't know.
She's in her 40s.
Good.
She's in her 40s. Oh boy, forget his name. He played with Bronny at Sierra Canyon, his mom.
Okay.
Remember when we used to see Drake at you know that picture of him, Michael B. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's
in high school games.
So that's the chick, you know, that they, of course, is always over here. But
like, come on, bro, that's weird. That's weird.
His mom, what are you talking about? The girl that was in the Dodger Stadium.
That's cool.
He's dating his...
That's cool. That's documented. Cool. He likes mobs too. He has record two of being around and interested in young ass girls, bro.
Here comes the flip.
Please.
Just because I said he dated a high school basketball player's mom, he incorporated high school. All he heard was high school.
No, I'm not saying... No. Okay. I didn't flip that. That's not what I was doing. I'm sticking on the point I was making before. It's documented and known that he has had weird behavior with... And again, it's not even teenage. Let's just say young girls. Because, again, he's pushing 40. If one of our... A friend of ours... I'm 33, going on 34. You, 34. 35, 34, whatever. My bad. If you... if one of our friends, same age... came to a kickback we was having with a 21-year-old, what would you say?
I would be like, are you in a relationship with this girl or are you just messing around with this girl?
Mm-hmm.
And depending on his answer, I would judge him on. And I would judge him on both. I would judge him on both.
You would find it weird. Be real. You would find that weird.
I would find a lack of maturity. I would find that lack of maturity if that's what you're like dating. But at the end of the day, it's 21 illegal to date. Or is it just a huge age gap?
It's a huge age gap. That's the point I'm trying to make.
Be specifics on what your preference is, but if he wants to date someone that's not my preference, I think that may have a little bit of immaturity. But again, like you want some further explanation on that. That's what it sounds like.
Yes. It's like stop poking fun. Like you just like, oh, it's crazy that people could think this. No, it's not, bro. This is what you've shown us.
So
I listened to Jaded the other day, like for the first time, because I heard it in a YouTube video. I'm like, all right, I've never really listened to this song. Let me dive in. That was weird, bro. That's not normal behavior. So to people for I'm not leaping on these like claims about Drake just because I hate him. I'm leaping because there's smoke around this fire.
You want him to address the young girls? I get it.
Yes.
The why are you dating girls who are much younger than you?
Yeah, like, bro. Or grow the fuck up. One of the two. You hanging out with Sexy Red thinking that's fly shit. You wrapped around her and shit, bro. That's weird.
What if he is getting paid off of Sexy Red?
It looks weird, bro. Sexy Red is catering to young people. You're pushing 40.
And you know what looks weird about Kendrick Lamar? That he's so holier than thou, and he's all of this, and he's all of that, and he's so fucking pro-black, and he's all of this, and he's all of that. And I hate to sound racist.
Please do. You're going to. Go right ahead and do it.
He admitted to sleeping with certain types of women overseas. So
what's that got to do with anything?
Again, it's a weird image. You're talking about things that look weird that needs further explanation. Okay, cool. You want this nigga to address things that's already been said about him that he's already addressed. You dating younger girls, you and the younger girls. Cool. What about your mans now? Now address that shit, though. Now address why are you living in Brooklyn? Why address the whole shit about your lady. What you're doing is you're trying to say, okay, he needs to address this. This looks weird. But at the same time, looking at Kendrick, he needs to address some things, too.
I agree. But you're trying to make, like, they have the same kind of smoke around them, which is a fucking lie.
Who said they got the same?
He said... This is what I hate right now. And I wanted to text you about this, but I wanted to wait. This whole thing has completely changed. This is now not about who's the best rapper alive. It's a battle of who's the shittier person. And I don't like that. I didn't come here for this, bro. I'm not evading the argument. Kendrick has to answer.
In C16... Let me just give you some like bail too, because I feel like this is what you express it from, and I don't think we touched on that subject yet.
Okay.
Pause, but
no Diddy.
616, remember Kendrick was hinting at sex trafficking.
Yes.
So
no, Meet the Grams. Yeah. Meet the Grams.
So if that's the smoke you're talking about, okay. Like I get your energy behind that. Like if this nigga is tied to sex trafficking, then hey, that's crazy, but I think if you're doing shit with underage girls, no, like by any means, hell no, like sex trafficking, all of that shit, that's crazy. But if you're dating a nigga if you're 35 and you dating 21-year-olds, my nigga, like, all right, like, it's something to say about that. But at the same time, it's something to say about a nigga who's acting like he's holier than thou, acting like he's just, oh, I'm so pro-black. Nigga, I was born in Wakanda. No, nigga, like, stop all of that. So, again, you looking at images, oh, his image is this, and you can look at his image like, oh, his image is that. So, it's all about, like, what you want him to answer for. So, cool, you want him to answer for the underage girls. We checked that off the list. All right, cool. But you're saying that smoke is big around him. And I get it, like, he threw that alleged at him, like, oh, sex trafficking and all of that. Like, if that becomes true... cool, but that's your opinion. You think he has to answer for all of that?
I think he should. You're certified lover boy. That is your whole identity. Yeah, I think it kind of is important that you address that.
He addressed it lightly before, and again, like, go ahead, address it. But I think as a rapper, as your advantage, you're gonna throw that on him. Like, yeah, you already know him for dating underage girls. Let me just throw on some like. Cool. Good. Go ahead.
No. I was gonna say it kind of goes to the personal, but honestly, the allegations on both of these guys,
they're terrible,
and it impacts their music is the point I'm trying to make. So I was gonna make that point, but it, like I said, you just said it. Kendrick can't be Mr. Holier Than Thou and put hands on your wife. Just doesn't work. You can't be certified lover boy if you loving people you shouldn't be loving. I'm not saying he is, but it just looks weird, and it would look weird on either side. I'm not saying neither of them deserve bail or even a benefit of the doubt. We should hear from both of them. If it's as important as people want it to be, then they should answer for it. I agree. I'm not shooting neither of them niggas bail. I promise you.
What if the only thing true is that kid is not Kendrick's?
Then that has nothing to do with anything. Like, it's cute for y'all. Y'all like that type shit.
He did Pusha T. What do you mean?
Nah, he did not. Okay. That's total. Because again, it turned into something. Kendrick said it on the song. It was fun till you went out and put money in the street to get information on me. There is no information on me. It also became escalated when you put my family into this. Like, that was not personal. There were no personal shots in like that. It didn't amplify. 7 minute drill. That was not personal. It didn't amplify. Say the line, Troy. I be with some bodyguards. Like, come on, Troy. I'm handing you the baton. Come on, Troy.
I forgot the line.
I be with some bodyguards. Like,
I forgot the line.
It starts with a W. Come on, Whitney. His wife. He just got out of some shit like this. And that's. This is the only way Drake knows how to fight. Kendrick showed you, I can do this with bars. You took it to this point. You did. So him doing the pedophile thing in Euphoria or even in Family Matters or wherever else.
How was like that not like personal? It was a...
Bro, I can quote the whole song. There's not a personal jab on that fucking lyric. He said...
For all your dogs getting buried.
That's his album. That's an album.
That's the line you chose to play on. So.
That's. But again, you're not... Is that as personal as I be with some bodyguards like your wife who is allegedly fucking a bodyguard? That's personal, bro. That's totally different. Like, that was competitive because he talked about first person shooter, y'all clicking up, fuck the big, everything about that was music related. Drake took it personal and it went further than it needed to go, I think.
So what you're saying is Kendrick fans are sensitive.
Sure, you can say that.
Okay.
If that's what you believe. I don't think it's a measure of sensitivity. I just think the reason you brought up Pusha T, the reason I think that's different is nobody looks at Pusha T as the best rapper in the world.
What about on this side of the coin? That nigga dropped push-ups like he was alluding that he knew Kendrick had a track already. What if that nigga knew Kendrick was getting that personal with that track? So I feel like that's where it's like, it's hard to really dive deep on there because it's like, who's to say one didn't have info on the other, one didn't have the info on the other. So they push up sounded like, hey, nigga, I know you got something, so drop it. So I can't blame who went personal first. But for the record, if you want to say how it released, then cool. Like, Drake is recorded first being personal by saying Whitney, which...
It's cool. Personal.
That nigga jumped off the... All right, cool.
That whole song was personal. I fucked her. Y'all fucked her. I'll cuff your girl like I'm Ricky. All that is personal, bro. That's not music.
Jumped off the porch with it and... Yeah, that nigga... But why is he in that apartment in New York?
I don't... Maybe he likes New York. I don't fucking know. I have no idea. I don't care why he's in New York. I care if he put his hands on his woman. Because that is what... I don't... Even if they're divorced, like he said, oh... Like if that was the only argument, I wouldn't even care about that. Oh, you're not the happy family man. All right, maybe they were and they broke off and they trying to make shit better. Maybe. I don't fucking know. But the argument is... Not the argument. The thing that he has to answer for is putting hands on. That you have to have it. Drake hasn't put out anything that confirms that could be true.
Yeah, Drake showed you that it's still a red button to be pushed. So this ain't it. Like, it's still a red button to be pushed. And I'm pretty sure. I don't know. I think Kendrick gonna respond. I think he's gonna respond. Maybe tonight.
Kendrick dropping tonight would be insane.
Yeah,
that would be wild. I don't even think he should. I think we all need a break. I hold you. This is a wild first round. We either need a break or we need this to be over.
It's sub time. I'm here for both of them to just lay low, put out an album, take some subs on the album.
Sure. Yeah. Subs are fine at this
point. Yeah. Because you know, like we heard everything. So judging from Like That was the first track. So everybody was caught off guard. I remember that moment. Future dissing Drake Metro, like it did what it was supposed to do.
It did, and now we're here. We're
what was the track after Like That?
Huh?
What was the response to Like That?
Push-ups. Like That was Push-Ups. It was. Let's get this whole fucking thing down. Jesus. So First Person Shooter, Like That, was Push-Ups. No, 7-minute drill. I don't know why I mentioned J. Cole. Sorry.
Just take out First Person Shooter and 7-minute drill. Right. Please.
So then Push-Ups, TaylorMade Freestyle, Kendrick goes Euphoria. Then he goes to 616 in LA. Then Drake goes. What's this one called again? Family Matters. So Family Matters. Then
don't play.
No, I wasn't even trying to be funny. I was not trying to be funny. Even though I'm laughing. Look, and then Meet the Grams was the last one. Sounds like, what, 6-7 songs?
Yeah.
Let's take a break.
Yeah, I think.
Hope you go in your quarters.
I think I would have to say Drake is in the lead.
What?
It's a non-biased opinion.
All right, bro.
I'm going to say here's
how. You don't believe that.
I do believe so because everybody's the 20v1. Kendrick did the Kevin Durant route with this and Drake. Yeah, let me team up with Future, Metro, surprise, don't even, yeah, let me take some shots, cool. And then we get Push-Ups. Alright, I know you got a record to drop, okay, cool. You drop your record. Well, no, you don't drop your record. I drop TaylorMade, antagonize you some more. You drop your record, 6 minutes, cool. You do your other record, then I drop it and you drop. At some point, we got bored from Kendrick. I don't know. From Like That, oh after Euphoria, God. 616 in LA, I think, here's why I say it was boring. The way they rolled out. And it's the thing.
What?
Kendrick Lamar's style is not going to beat Drake. He's not. And it's just talking about what's on the ears, right? All that therapy shit. You want to know how I listened to Meet the Grams last night? God strike me down. I fell asleep with my fucking AirPod in my ear. My girl can vouch for me. I was like, all right, let me give this some replay. Let me listen to what he's saying. I heard the track once. I try to play it again. I'm asleep. Next thing you know, I wake up with my fucking AirPod in my ear still. TV on, watching a Jamie Foxx show.
There is no way.
Hey, can I finish? No. Don't interrupt.
No way, bro.
In my opinion, you don't really get no points for Like That. Like, you teamed up with niggas, cool. So all that 20v1 shit, all of that, you jumped on the track with other niggas. Like, call a spade. Did he not jump on the track featuring a speculated diss album? Yes, he did. So if y'all want to say he's this great nigga, he jumped off the porch on a song with other two people who didn't like him. So he took the KD route. So that's where we're going to put that on his track. So we antagonized this nigga to come out. He made his song. And the way he dropped his songs, he should have started with Meet the Grams. In my opinion, that should have been his.
He should start with the song you fell asleep on.
Let me hear me out. So he should have started with 616, either the timestamp or Meet the Grams. Or he should have tucked Meet the Grams. I don't know. Let me just say the timestamp first, Meet the Grams second, and drop Euphoria. Here's why. All that therapeutic, slow shit I'm about to like. If you're really sitting here and saying, like, all right, that style of, like, battle, that style of rap, how he was going on Meet the Grams, like, it's really going to be like, yeah, it's going to get this nigga out of here. No, like, he used one of his weapons, Kendrick did, but he shouldn't have used that in this fight. He should have used that same energy he had with Euphoria, that other bag. I don't want to hear you try to, like, kick game to me like I'm sitting on the couch, like, no, that's not going to win,
so
bro.
So why would he start the fight with that, dude?
Because it sounds like he had these planned out, these drops planned out. Right. So if you're going to in my opinion, you would have had more of a buzz with Euphoria, because the energy on Euphoria is way fucking different from the other two songs. The timestamp should be there. Meet the Grams, delete it. I'm sorry.
Your argument is so backwards. He's literally doing exactly what you're telling him he should have did. He started with a hard record first, if you don't want to include Like That, which doesn't even make sense.
Mm-mm. I mean, you can include Like That, but he needed some help from other niggas.
Did you feel like he needed help from other niggas when Drake was dancing on Meek Mill on What a Time to Be Alive? Whole time I was ready. They was like, hold up, wait a minute. Why I was like, nah, nigga, let's get it.
Why are we talking about Meek Mill?
Because he was literally teamed up with Future and Metro Boomin when he was doing that.
Are we talking about Drake versus Meek, or are we talking about Drake?
Talking about that. Okay,
nah, I'm just asking the question.
I'm bringing up a comparison.
I'm telling you my score off of the battle so far.
I think it's absolutely insane to think that the song that started the fight cannot be included in the score.
I didn't say Like That was not included. I said he doesn't get anything special for it.
He don't get no points for one of the best songs of this whole fight and the song that started the fight. He doesn't get credit for
it. Was it the beat or was it Future song that gives him the credit? That's my question.
Okay, you've been on the internet. Do you think people are talking about the beat more than what Kendrick said on that song? You think the people are talking about Future's verse more than Kendrick's verse on that song?
They're talking about the song, which it wasn't just him on the song.
You're tweaking, bro. I literally watched niggas on NBA on TNT hyping up Kendrick's verse. They did not play Future's part of that song. They played Kendrick's part, which is the staple of that damn song, and it's the start of this whole fight.
It's just crazy, dog. Like, I can't really sit there and be like, the NBA, what the fuck they doing about the beef? Like, sports teams, sports world, I don't give a fuck what their take is on the beef. All I'm saying was,
you can't really play back-to-back on the NBA.
You want to score?
Y'all couldn't stop talking about it then.
You want to score Like That as a point? I'm just like, all right, cool. Yes. But he jumped off the porch with other niggas. So as much as you want to give credit to, Kendrick dissed him, all right, cool, let's give credit to fucking Future. All right, cool. Like, so it's again.
You Drake fans have the weirdest scorecard. Just told me you didn't like that his song Euphoria was so long. Now I hop on a feature for 58 seconds and I don't get the credit that I deserve because I'm on a song with one other rapper and the best producer in the game.
I said it was a cool song. It was a moment, but there's nothing special that you jumped off the porch with two other niggas who don't like me. That's what I'm saying. That's how I'm viewing it. You did a Kevin Durant move.
That's crazy.
And I came to the party by myself. So it was a cool song. I'm not going to take away from it, but I'm not weighing that heavy on there.
You didn't go to the party by yourself. You were with J. Cole, which was his whole problem in the song. You niggas clicking up, but Can I Be Legit? No 40 Water. That's literally what his issue was on the song. So you were clicking up. You're now getting mad at him for clicking up when you were the one clicking up.
Did he say anything about Kendrick on First Person Shooter?
No, J. Cole is the only one who did that. Okay, but allegedly, the reports are that he reached out to have Kendrick on the song.
Okay, so you jump. And again, where did Drake say anything about Kendrick in that transition before Like That came out? Like, that's what I'm saying. So you jumped off the porch in that transition from First Person Shooter, where Kendrick was dropping, where Kendrick's name got dropped by J. Cole, from First Person Shooter to Like That, what did we hear from Drake about saying anything about Kendrick? So, again, my point is...
We heard Kendrick's response to the record.
He jumped out with Like That. And, again, that is with two other niggas. So, you say something to me directly now with two other people on the song. You wanted to be a part of this whole Let's End Drake type of campaign. That's what the fuck he's a part of.
Your argument falls flat when J. Cole is included. It's not like
J. Cole got
everybody
the fuck out of here, though. He's not no longer here.
No, I got him the fuck out of here. If I'm Kendrick Lamar, I got him the fuck up out of here.
But how is he relevant for what? He don't represent what the fuck Drake
because
is doing.
Because your argument is that Like That doesn't deserve the points that I think it deserves because he's clicked up with other people. That's not a fact because Kendrick picked the fight with two other guys, the other top two rappers in the game, and he didn't get Future's help to do it. Future wasn't dissing Drake or Cole on that song. And if he was, it was also, I'm fucking your girl type shit. So that's not even competitive for real. And Metro is just doing a beat. So I don't even look at it as like some 20v1 jumping of Drake when it's a complete opposite thing that you're fighting here.
How many niggas is on Like That?
It's two rappers and one producer.
Okay.
What's the point, though?
I'm just asking. to kick it off, direct shots at Drake
and Cole. And Cole, say it, and Cole. It's and, not okay, just cool. Drake.
He took shots at Drake.
First person shooter Cole. Had two niggas on it.
The first person shooter, what did one of them say about Kendrick? Did one of them say anything about Kendrick?
Yes, he said, love when they argue the hardest MC.
Just one of them.
Is it K-Dot? Is it Aubrey and me?
Just one person said that.
Sure.
And he skedaddled. He's out of here.
Yes, Kendrick got him out of here. Yes.
So he jumped on like that with other people.
Okay.
To address a nigga who didn't say shit to him.
Sure, but y'all it's the, a nigga different... I've had smoke with for 10 years.
Okay, so Kevin Durant-ish, if you ask me.
That's crazy. That's crazy. It'll be Kevin Durant if he joined with the competition that beat him. That's what Kevin Durant did. LeBron joined the competition that was like already set up and shit. And that's really what your guy does. Your guy is the one who does the DJ Khaled clicking up type shit, not Kendrick. So you try to hold this over his head makes no damn sense. Let me have my score because I think what this you said was crazy. Kendrick is easily oozing. In a sizable margin lead at this
oozing
point.
Vote or still, die. He's still. Oozing vote or die right now.
How? You said oozing vote or die. Chill out.
He's oozing vote or die how, right
like,
now.
Y'all make no sense, bro. And again, I would give you all the reasons of why he's up. Kendrick started the fight. He has two of the best songs that are involved in this entire battle. He cleared out one of the guys in competition. Be clear. If Drake and Kendrick keep going back and forth like this, neither of them are going to be ended or killed. J. Cole got out of the fight completely because of Kendrick Lamar, not because of Drake. He gets extra points for that.
No, he has a dub over J. Cole.
He has a dub over everybody. Because if your guy wanted to shoot shots, he could have.
If that's the case, then get dub, my man. Make sure you get my man's autumn dubs for getting Rick Ross the fuck out of here for
all that's
the
what y'all do. I'm but not that's doing what, that. That is, I'm you not just said it was a 20v1. You just said
I
that.
I said it's a 20v1. I said him going to get on the track with other people, it's a 20v1 still. Like,
it's not a
20v1.
How many
people you want me to go against? You want to team up with Future go against me? Yes. Like, cool. So I'm going to put y'all in the same white off.
It's not a 20v1. And if it is, your guy is doing exactly what you're like trying to accuse Kendrick of. He jumped on a song with Future, got one verse, and left. Okay. Your guy clicks up with every damn body, and now them niggas don't like him anymore.
Keep going with your score.
Bro, it's easily Kendrick by a wide margin. Again, you clear Cole out. I think Euphoria and Like That are the best records that have existed through all of this, from production, from flow creativity, from the packaging of the records and how they came out, when they came out. I think it's extremely methodical to jump on a record with Future, who I know you have issue with, and jump on a record with him to let you know I don't fuck with y'all and what y'all are doing. I think that's dope to take their olive branch of, oh, jump on a song with us. Nah, I'm cool, bro. You know what? I'm gonna double down. I hate what y'all just did, and now I'm gonna let you know and start a competitive war. We don't get this without him. So because of that, I like 616 in LA. I'll be real. I'm not super in love with the Meet the Grams record. I'm not. Like, I get it, but it changes this argument because we just talked about the personal side of all of it. I think the personal versus the music to an extent can be separated to an extent, and at least in what we're talking about in terms of who's winning. But I don't see any argument in how Drake didn't out-rap him in anything he said. He don't have one line harder than his YNW Melly line. Nothing harder than the Parkinson line. Nothing.
That's subjective. That's subjective.
Okay, then you can. You're more than welcome. That's sorry, subjective. To the table. You're more than welcome to bring it to
that's
the table.
Subjective because
his slavery bar was that it. Drake talking about slavery was hard.
He did push that. That's what you're selling. That propaganda. You're pandering to that fucking crowd. But that's what he addressed.
With the people. You were with the industry. I'm with the people.
He didn't just allegedly, and he didn't just. It's alleged. It's,
he said, "Fuck you and the industry" at the end of Euphoria. So no, Kendrick's of the people. Kendrick Drake's of the industry.
Yeah, it's a mass people who swears they fuck this industry. Like, oh, it's a mass people who swears they're woke. It's a mass. People who are, oh, I'm anti-sheep. It's a lot of that people try to sell on. But, hey, that's where the slavery bar came into play. Like,
right, but
because
I think
that followed up with.
But I think first person shooter, I think his response to that is what clears the allegation of that. Because if I'm of the industry, I jump on that record, get the big notoriety, I get the money, I get the fame. Nah, I don't fuck with y'all and what y'all doing. I'm competitive. I want to go against y'all. I don't want to do this. So that's very of the people more than the industry.
You can be, say, oh, I'm anti-industry, but you can hit up Dr. Dre and get whatever beat you want.
He's my cosign. What do you mean? He's the person who helped put me in this position to win.
You can say, okay, you can say fuck the rap industry, but you're still pandering to demographics, different type of crowds. And that's what the slavery bar was.
That's
y'all
crazy.
Ain't gonna admit it, but cool.
Who is he pandering to? He makes the most vulnerable music of anybody in the big three. Your guy, he couldn't have used the line better. Your music pacifies people. He literally does that. He gives y'all the shit that is easy to digest, that fast food music you can play at the kickbacks that you don't have to think about or listen to deeply. You can just play it and go talk to shorty in the club.
So now we're judging catalogs. Kendrick gives a fucking, hey, I'm just gonna fucking be a poet. I'm gonna write this whole ass poem out. I'm gonna give you guys this whole story mode because that's the only way I can record an album. I can't. The only fucking thing that I'm afraid to dance around is the fucking tracks that I give you with Rihanna that are actually decent, like Loyalty, because I need to cater to this crowd. I need to sound like I'm so pro woke, so pro black, so I can sell. Yeah, they gave me the Wakanda deal. All right, cool. So again, this whole pro black image that he catering to is fucking debunked when he want to be on this fucking Mr. Morale album saying that he's sleeping with women overseas who are not, let's say, again. So
that record is a spoken word record.
So
by
again,
the way.
When I
so
sit industry. There, don't you got to kind of see where people have that perspective of, hey, he's catering to certain. Okay, and cool.
I feel
you
like
know, don't see it. Don't see it. Then.
Yeah, if hey, cool, anyone doesn't cater, it's him. He literally doesn't drop on schedules like your guy does. He doesn't try to run to the hot features of
it's
who's popping right now.
It's all a gimmick. That's
your guy's the gimmick. You. What do you mean he bought 21 Savage a car talking about, oh, you my brother, with Yugoslavian? Shut up. Like, y'all, that's corny. That's corny. Your whole relationship with J. Cole is corny. Like, that shit is so. We're now, bro, we're literally seeing that. We're seeing the breakdown between him and Ross, him and Future. That's the corniness that you're trying to act like my guy is doing.
Who you calling corny?
Drake. Everything you try. It's like 90% of your arguments are what you think.
So
Drake,
you're gonna. So in picking sides, oh yeah, I see why Future. So you're saying, oh, I see why Future fell out with Drake. Oh, I see why Rick Ross fell out with Drake. That's what you're believing. The fallout. You're believing that Drake is the culprit behind it because he's corny. He's like that's what you sound like you're saying.
To an extent, yes, and I'll tell you why. It's
you
no different than
there.
It's
you
no
there.
You're right
you
but
know.
You're right but here's why it's hard for Drake to have the benefit of the doubt. So let's say I don't want to say it's 100% true because you're right, I have no idea, but he doesn't get the benefit of the doubt. It's just like Nicki Minaj when she gets into shit with people. Anytime she has I have a better fuck Nicki sorry no, not fuck
well,
Nicki
hey,
but
shout out to the
yeah
barbs.
I like sorry Nicki
shout
it's not fuck
barbs.
Nicki sorry barbs don't even though we can use the attention y'all can come over here
no,
if you want. The point
the
is yeah don't come to our job and shit. The point is, let's take Kanye as a better example. When Kanye gets into shit with other people, when other people have these negative views about him, when one person calls him an asshole, it's how the saying goes. One person calls you an asshole, you're probably not an asshole. Two people call you an asshole, you're probably not an asshole. But if the whole damn industry is saying you're an asshole, maybe you should look in the mirror.
Don't play the industry games, because there's also allegedly that these niggas are mad at how the paper's being divvied. Like, you act like hate doesn't exist, though. You act like niggas just don't be fucking natural haters.
Niggas don't be haters.
Rick Ross,
Kendrick
Future,
prove that.
Metro, they could be haters. And
sure.
Kendrick is a fucking hater. He
sure.
hates the niggas. So.
But Kendrick has shown that. And niggas like you and other Drake fans are saying he only. No, sorry, you haven't said this. And if you do believe this, feel free to say it. But the argument is, Drake even said it on the song. You only pop out when you want to have confrontation with somebody. And that's just not true. That's not true.
About
he
Kendrick?
Could, yes.
Oh, no, I can't say that.
Yeah, like, that's just bullshit. Like, he doesn't just pop out just for confrontation's sake, and he's not doing it for industry-related type shit either.
No.
He's the most...
And again, that's a gimmick that he caters to. So when he said the slavery line, bring it back to what's the following bar. Oh, you acting like an activist. Yes, that nigga's doing all this pro shit, like, so extra. And again, I don't want to peel back the layers to it because this is all entertainment at the end of the day. So... again, like, that same fucking shit that you can say about one, you can say the same about the other. So I'm like, man, I'm not like I'm not saying like, oh, this nigga Drake is Teflon or this. No, what I'm saying is, all right, cool. How come when I say the same about your guy, he's catering to this crowd, and you can say my guy, oh, he's so industry. He did.
Because it's not concrete evidence around why you believe that. Like, I don't think him fucking white girls overseas means he's not pro-black or not inactive. Like, if that's the case.
I didn't say that.
You
that
did. Kinda, you just said that.
That kind of.
That's what they say about Martin. So Martin Luther King smashes white chicks. His legacy don't matter no more.
I'm not the one to judge that.
You are judging it.
That's why we're here. This is why it's in a play with Kendrick. Because that same breath you want to say, oh, don't judge him because he's pro-black and he's smashing them chicks overseas, but don't judge me for being biracial. Don't bring, like, oh, you're not black. Don't bring that to the question and you want to be Mr. Superior pro-black. That's all I'm saying. I don't give a fuck what that nigga doing in his spare time. And y'all can say, yes, he can be pro-black and he whatever he did overseas, but don't try to question one's blackness and authenticity when you're going kind of against what you're promoting.
No, he's not.
Okay.
And he's not. The point is, all the criticisms that he tries to fire at Kendrick don't have no substance to it. Like, oh, the only substance is he's short. All right, cool, bro. Like, and the point is, it's not about him being biracial. Drake's whole existence in music is as a chameleon, where you just hop on other fucking popping flows and you try to make them your own. You up here making records with Bad Bunny, you jacked Future's whole entire style. Kendrick has been the only person that has stayed in his own lane and done what he wanted to do. He doesn't try to reach out for what's popping. He's kind of like Hove. Like, when Hove didn't like all the auto-tune, he said, all right, DOA. When he didn't like people wearing tight clothes and like, or over, you know, baggy clothes and stuff, he put change clothes out. Like, he does stuff that reshapes like what's happening. And Kendrick is the exact same way. He sees all these people clicking up, doing this watered down industry stuff.
Shaping shit.
Yes, he is.
Kendrick hasn't said anything that made anybody fucking move.
What are you talking about? His verse literally got your guy to rap back in competition directly. Your man never raps directly to people.
I'm talking about culture. I'm saying culture.
Who is more culturally involved than Kendrick Lamar in the music?
Drake.
Get the fuck out of here, bro. Ain't no way.
What part of culture are you like defining? What?
You're talking about like Kendrick's like activism being in the question because of what Drake has said. None of that has been dispelled by any of this. The only thing I think he should have to answer for is putting hands on his girl. I don't think anything else that Drake said landed for real.
I'm saying he has no room to talk about who's black and who's not when he's doing what he's doing and what he's like. And you want to say, oh, about the women that you fuck, we don't like. Come on, like all of that shit, you looking crazy now.
I don't think he looks crazy at all.
Yeah, he said, oh yeah, we want real women, all of this, but you, what about the bitches you was sleeping with overseas, Kendrick? Like,
are they illegal? Is he like paying
nobody
for
said that? But all I'm saying is, you trying to judge the women I'm sleeping with, saying that the women are not real women. But what about the chicks that you were smashing overseas? So again, that's why I bring up that whole activist shit. Do you want to be pro this, pro that? Because you can't sit there and say, oh no, nigga, not you, you. You doing this? Oh no, you not as black as me because I was on a Wakanda album and you known to be fucking, like Drake said, I fucked every shade from black to white, the chicks in between.
We know, but we've seen it.
But you want to be, oh, Mr. So Pro, and then you want to speak on me doing it though. When you fucking doing the same thing, that's my argument.
But he's talked about that for one, and I don't think that doesn't change like his ability to be interested in activism or to even like
it don't
be
but
looked
watch,
at as
don't,
like
no no it don't. But watch what the fuck you're saying. That's what Drake is basically saying. Watch what the fuck you're saying to me if you're doing this. Like, don't sit there and say something about the women I'm smashing. Oh, they not real women and this and this and that. You not black. You this. And your shit that you're doing could be up for question too.
I don't think that's the case at all. I don't think he's proved that in any way, shape, or form.
His girl isn't even 100% black, so
which also doesn't mean anything. That doesn't add together to me. I don't get it.
just because you saw Drake with a 24-year-old, 22-year-old, 25-year-old doesn't mean that
17-year-old.
He tends to
that happened.
He favors young women
in front of everybody. Like y'all just keep sweeping that. It's so nobody, weird, bro. Why would y'all not talk about that?
Oh, you want to address it? So he kissed that 17-year-old girl on stage.
He said, "You thick." He said, "I feel guilty looking at you the way I am right now." Yeah, what are we talking about?
That was disgusting.
That was crazy.
And for me being a fan, I hope he addresses that appropriately.
Yeah, but he dances around it like it's funny. So like when he brings it up in Tupac's voice, tell him talk about young bitches.
Well, no, that wasn't about the 17-year-old. That was about Joe Budden, what Joe Budden said, because Joe Budden gave that horrible breakdown on the nigga album, like, oh, because you fucking these young bitches and running with Lil Yachty. And that's when he was like, oh, well, tell him you like young girls because you heard it on the button. But that's when he did that shit in the Pac voice. But no, you're right. If he, that 17-year-old shit, yes, like, he not dancing around that. I'm just clearing it up. Like, no, he should address that. And that happened back when he was younger. Not like, let's give the people context. Like, that happened. I don't know how old he was, but it was, yeah, like.
Old enough to where that shit looked weird, yes. And now right. That it's been a pattern.
Did he,
and
he even like, have facial hair back then?
No, he didn't. No, he had the smooth face it off. But like, it's that on top of what Kendrick said. Like, there's niggas in your circle that are like legit sex offenders. I don't feel as calculated as Kendrick has been. I don't think he would rush out with this kind of shit. We've seen him put like tangible stuff in his artwork. We've seen like videos of Drake. Like, I feel like the stuff that we know or that he said has been proven in some way, shape, or form.
How? What has been proven?
I just told you. Like, he literally sit up here, like niggas have talked about him, like, with his weird abs and how he's lost weight, and now he's sitting up here with an Ozempic prescription that he put on his artwork. That's tangible evidence.
That needs further explanation. Oh, I think God. That's going to reveal itself. On whose artwork was it? Was that supposed to be Drake's or was that supposed to be Kendrick?
That was Kendrick's artwork. That was what he put on Meet the Grams.
And again, I don't understand the background of that, so I'm like, I'm hearing it's supposed to be making fun of Rick Ross, and I think it was, what I'm hearing from it, that it was leaked information that Kendrick thought he had a one up on him, but it was really to be a make fun of somebody. I don't get it, but I want that to be explained for sure. That shit needs some explanation so I can see where the fuck my opinion lands on that.
Let's do yes. That is very important.
Yeah, man, I think it's going to be a forever battle because y'all going to sit there and think, oh, no, Kendrick this and this, we anti, like, we're never going to be on the same page, but your score at is this not point, no. accurate at all.
I completely disagree.
Drake brought three switches and cooked that nigga up. And like we said, Kendrick boring-ass raps, his fucking, oh, man, did you hear that deep poetic? Yeah, nigga, if Eminem would have said this shit, we could sit back and like, yeah, that's great, that's cool. But since it's Kendrick Lamar and it's not what we hearing on the radio, he's the last mainstream.
I like that's on the radio.
He's the he's the last mainstream nigga to still rap the way he does. Mr. Morale isn't on the radio though. What song from Mr. Morale's on the radio?
None of them.
Okay, so he drops that album, y'all running around this bitch like he just dropped the fucking golden goose egg, like, oh my god, this album,
fantastic album. Just because it's not on the radio doesn't mean it's not a good album.
Sit there and listen to no fucking Therapy album. I'm
that's,
being 100%.
And that's Drake fans in a nutshell. No, that's not. Pacified that's, artists and fans no, right
I,
there in
I
a nutshell.
I gave it a whole fucking listen to and I said, no, this ain't for me.
You tweaked.
This ain't for me.
So what about it wasn't for you? That he was showing people how to grow and like talk about life experiences?
That he, I'm not trying to hear that in the subject matter of music. Right. Over a whole, what was it, a double disc? No, I'm not trying to hear
18
that.
Songs, yeah. Yeah. Do you like that kind of introspective music from anybody?
It's cool, but I think it's kind of like you can stick to it for a while. You make the type of music, but it gets flat, and it shows that you're not that creative.
You know who doesn't get flat for it? Kendrick Lamar. That's why he's been doing it for so long and staying on top of the game.
And it's a pandering type of esque crowd, too, that's behind it.
Yes, it's pandering to people who are trying to mature and grow through life. That's what Mr. Morale was about. He's talking about things like how fatherhood has impacted him, how toxic relationships can be, how people need to go to therapy. Like, I don't know why you clown the Odds and Diaries record. It makes no sense to me. I think that song is super important for everybody. Like, it is. Like, him being able to talk about his Odds experience transitioning and how his family responded to it. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Like, I think that's important to hear. I feel like that's a cool perspective. It's his personal perspective, and I don't think there's anything pandering about it. Even the next song after that, where he talks about being molested, like, that's music that's not easy to listen to, and you Drake fans tear apart because you can't pop ass to Sexy Red with it. It makes no sense. But that, again, that's a pacified fan. That's, you're literally showing what Kendrick was talking about.
Here we go. That nigga wants to sell trauma. He wants to play on
sell
the
sell trauma.
He wants to sell. He knows what he's doing. He's playing with people's emotions, playing on people's emotions. Like, what the fuck happened after Damn? Like, to Paper Butterfly.
No.
Didn't listen to it. But what happened after Damn? All right, cool. I liked your approach. That nigga sit in the booth and he gets too cerebral and he, all right, cool, it's a cool project, but I'm not about to go back and listen to that fucking traumatic album he just put out that you just told me that's on there. No, I'm not listening to that. As a fan, y'all niggas be like, oh yeah, we needed to hear that, man.
Yes.
Y'all fucking waited 4 years for that. What was the album before that, Damn?
Yeah, and then records with Baby Keem. He started putting Keem on.
I would be very, very fucking upset that I waited that long for that album.
Well, I promise you that I wasn't. It's not like where you hear a record title like For All the Dogs and I'm crooning again for the sixth album where I'm crying about the women who don't want me anymore.
That's all you got. Well, this, I just got to make this work for 4 years. Fuck it. I don't have anything else. It's a masterpiece. Give him another Pulitzer.
I mean, that's clearly not true because he just came out with a competitive record. There's no one more diverse in these two than Kendrick Lamar. He's able to do, nigga. Your guy can't do a conscious album. He can't do No, he can't. What conscious record has Drake ever made?
He can't get conscious. That's crazy.
No. You tell me a song. You're the fan. Name two conscious records where he's addressing the culture.
Charged Up.
All right, guys, you let me know how y'all feel in the comments. This dude just called Charged Up a conscious record. I'm dead. I'm asleep.
So everybody, in this two types of genres, you want to sit back to your therapy audio, which is cool.
And I like growth music, yeah.
And I like music with people who make music. Like not just one track, people who make... I'm not about to sit back and just write something so cerebral. That's what I said. Oh. Niggas wrote that whole fucking, that's what I said, his delivery for his albums. Niggas ain't about to sit back and listen to all this extra poetic shit you're about to write in here, Kendrick.
But he has. They have. That's why his career has gone as long as it has.
It was cool at first, but now it's like, what are we doing now?
What do you mean, what are we doing now? I'm giving your guys shots, and I'm competing now. Your guy is not as diverse, and that's what I'm telling you. Even on Mr. Morale, bro.
Is a fucking dud. Nobody's listening to that shit but you.
Mr. Morale is not a dud.
But bro. You the only nigga that got this dud, nigga bro. Still getting some streams off of it. Just
it wasn't
you.
A dud.
And
it's
you
a
probably
good
got
album.
10 laptops, computers hid somewhere streaming that shit. It's only you. That shit is trash,
He
bro.
Got a world. The biggest
that.
Cap.
And I give it to him because it's like what you're doing as an artist and how you're putting that together, cool, I like that, but it's not no fucking song. It's not no song that I'm gonna sit here and go back to. Damn, man, I'm having a bad day. Let me hear about
you don't have
this,
bad days.
This therapeutic, but I'm not about to throw on that fucking type of music to be like, let me
right,
get this.
You put on Marvin's Room instead.
No, hell no.
So what would you listen to on a bad day then? If you needed a song to sit you down, like for me, let's say Kendrick got
it. Okay, you want to know?
Yeah,
I would throw on the BG Stand Alive. He got up, he asked a question, and he thought I was going to say Drake. So don't question my music range, nigga. Don't question my music range. Hey, don't question my music range.
What are we doing? Oh, my goodness.
Don't question my music range. All right,
bro.
Again, you asked the question.
I don't think you can spell rage. I think you just proved that. That is crazy.
What are you talking about?
Because I mean a rapper who's introspective.
I can throw on
like
some
Cole
Jay-Z.
Is, okay, there you go.
I'm not.
444 was introspective, right? Oops.
I'm not throwing on no Kendrick Lamar though.
Okay.
And again, right, y'all, Mr. Morale, y'all got it, but he's not. He's not gonna be Drake though.
You called it. He already has. As far
has
as I'm
not.
Concerned,
no,
he already
has.
Not. He's dropped. Nothing he dropped was harder. Again, your man lied through basically every Kendrick bar in push-ups. And nothing he put out touched Euphoria or like that.
Kendrick
nothing.
Said all of the truth. Everything Kendrick said was just so true.
It's not about the truth. It's a better song. It's a better body of
Kendrick
work that he put out.
The whole truth when really Family Matters just crushed all of that.
Cap. So, that's crazy. That's fucking crazy. No, it didn't. But I would love to hear what y'all think, man. Y'all see where we at in the fence. Let me know what you guys think. Who's winning, Kendrick or Drake right now? Should the fight end right now? I honestly think it should be over. I'm cool with what you said with them subbing from here. I don't need to hear another.
Give it a break.
Yeah, give it a break for a little bit. Yeah, I'm cool with subs from here. But I would love to hear what y'all think.
Everything matters, you know, man. Just make sure at the end of the day, the most important thing that matters is that family matters.
Yeah. All the family. Not the one that's scattered around. But that's cool, man. Hey, Drake can do no wrong in OVO Nation. And y'all can do no wrong either. We appreciate y'all for listening in here, being here. Again, we're going to track all this stuff, man. I know it's been a somewhat repetitive topic. And, you know, Drake called him Drake. I can't even look at you right now. Troy's over here wilding in his weird old phase, but it's okay. Thank you all for being here. We appreciate y'all. This is Alternative Blacks. I am Eric Vincent.
It's your boy Troy. Y'all have a good one, though.
See you next episode.